Hello and welcome to the Fishing Guide Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Weekman, and we have some special guests this week. What can I say? They are young anglers, and they are almost the best of the best. They are, at least one of them, is the best of the best. They are high school anglers, and so...
Junior anglers.
And junior anglers, yep. So we'll start on... What we do, we start with, we could start with me. Everyone knows who I am, so we're not going to do that. This is Parker, and he is the junior angler. And what place were you in? What place did you finish, Parker?
I finished first.
First.
Yeah.
I like that. Always be first. And next up is Easton. Easton, what did you end up finishing in the...
I finished third in high school, and I got big bass for the tournament.
Wow. That's pretty awesome. And then on the very end is Lucy Johnson. She's on the end. You are the tournament director, right?
I am the Arkansas State Youth Director for Bass Nation. Yes, sir.
Yep. So, wow. That's a mouthful.
It is a mouthful.
What does that mean? What do you do? What does that mean?
So that means I answer my phone, my text messages, my email 24/7. I go around to schools and communities and just talk about high school fishing. And this is some of my my results from my hard work. It's, you know, I've done this for 4 years as a youth director and 7 years as running tournaments for youth in Northwest Arkansas. When I started 4 years ago, I started with 12 kids. At year four, I had 80.
Wow.
As of to date, this year we'll have 300 members statewide.
Wow. That's amazing right there.
Yep.
And great results, what you get from teaching them about fishing, because it's also teaching them about life too.
Absolutely. Getting outdoors and doing something with their life more than just playing video games.
We're going to start with Parker because obviously you should start with someone that was number one. So how many tournaments did you fish last year?
Everyone except for the ones that got canceled by COVID.
Oh, yeah. So how many do you think that was? 10?
Seven.
Yep, seven in there.
We fish monthly. We fish monthly. One a month.
Yep.
And we start in August, and we run till May, where we do our state championship.
I see. And so you fished all them. Do you fish? Tell the people, in case they don't know, how do you get paired up? How do you know who you're fishing with, and whose boat do you end up using?
So you can pick your partner, kind of, or so if some kid doesn't have a partner, you have a partner. Lucy kind of pairs you up. But it's usually whoever has a boat, or Lucy will find you a boat captain.
I see. And the boat captain, who is that, Lucy? Ends up being a boat captain?
So typically, of course, Chris Johnson, my husband, he does some boat captaining. He's kind of my last resort.
Right.
Most of the time I fall back on the Bass Nation, the adults of the Bass Nation, and they volunteer boat captain. Ron Plate, our president of Bass Nation, he's very good about volunteer boat captaining. Just about every club that we've got in Arkansas.
Are some of them parents? Is that?
Some of them are parents. Some of them are grandparents. But the majority are just volunteers in the community that just want to do some good and keep kids on the water.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And so biggest fish you caught this year during the tournament, how big?
It's 491.
491. Was that big bass?
For juniors, yes.
For juniors? Amazing.
At the state championship.
Wow, that's a good time to do it.
Best time to do it.
Yeah. Did you win like $100,000? I know some of my friends that have won $100,000 in bass tournaments. You rolling in the dough? Do I need to ask for a loan?
I wish I was rolling in the dough, but not yet.
Not yet?
You'd have thought he was rolling in the dough that day.
Easton, tell us about about how you ended up in third place and what is an angler like you? How do you get involved in this fishing?
So I've been like into fishing my whole life. And when I got into high school, I think like most of the way through my freshman year, I found out about the high school bass fishing. So I just started, and my dad would boat captain, and it kind of just snowballed from there. And now I fish every tournament that they have. So
you guys had the same like seven tournament type.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep. So if you could tell someone why they should be part of this, you know, part of the fishing tournament circuits and the youth and the high school stuff going on, what would you tell them?
It's a great way to get outdoors. It's a fun sport that is also challenging, and it's a great way to spend time.
Yep. So let's show them your trophies. We'll start with Parker. Pull it out. Almost didn't know if the camera's going to catch all of that. I hope it does. That's massive. So where do you keep your trophy? I can tell you where mine are, but where do you keep yours? I mean,
Right now in the garage.
In the garage?
Yeah.
You need to build a trophy room. That's what you need. Maybe.
Hopefully when mom goes back to the office, that's what it becomes.
There you go.
So and? I will tell you a little bit on Parker here. Not only is he the junior state champion for the state of Arkansas, but he is also one of the team of the year on the junior division for Arkansas Youth Anglers.
I see.
So he's not received his trophy for that yet, but what that means is they've consistently caught fish all year and accumulated more points than anybody in the junior division.
I see.
Which there were 32 boats, so they placed first place out of 32 other teams.
Pretty awesome. I hope they can see the top of this trophy. You may have to hold it down a little ways and show it. Look at that. That is awesome. Okay, next up, Easton, let's see yours. And you got this trophy for, explain them.
I got the tall red one for third place and the cup for Big Bass.
Big Bass?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Did you save your lure that you caught the Big Bass on?
Oh, yeah.
And do you have it inside like a little trophy case or something?
Not yet, but I do have it on my desk right now, so...
That's what I would do. Or maybe I'd go use it. Ew. So you caught most of your fish on what this year? What do you think you caught most of yours on?
A jig.
A jig? Really? Interesting. And what'd you catch yours on, Easton?
I typically use all sorts of different things, but at least for the championship, I caught most of them on the Senko, and then the Big Bass was on a spinnerbait.
Oh, all right. What kind of spinnerbait?
Just like half ounce black spinnerbait with a single like big Colorado blade.
Right. I happen to know someone who they make spinnerbaits.
Yeah, I do too. I make quite a few of them.
There you go. So we'll let you put that. Lucy, tell us, they probably do some other activities besides just fish, don't they?
Nope.
It's just a fishing organization?
Yes. So that's part of why I got into this 7 years ago was because in Northwest Arkansas, there was nothing for kids who were not in football, kids who were not in baseball or basketball. Right. So being involved in the fishing community for 30 years, as my husband has fished, I went out on my own and just started youth fishing in Northwest Arkansas and just became bass affiliated. And 4 years after that, I became the tournament director. But it was mainly for kids like this who are not involved in football, baseball, basketball.
Right.
It gives them an opportunity. And as I tell people, fishing is the one sport that accepts anybody. It loves everybody. You can be, you know, the quarterback and still fish. You cannot do anything and still come fish. It's you and a partner in the boat.
Yep.
So that's kind of how that got started. And, you know, I love the fact that both of these boys have gotten acquainted, you know, with volunteer boat captains. Easton's got to spend more time with his dad on top of his partner's dad. Parker has had quite a few volunteer boat captains, and he's, you know, gained the knowledge from each one of these boat captains, and hopefully that will carry on to his future.
Yeah. Do you have someone that you'd love to go fishing with? Like, if you could pick one person to go fishing with, who would that be?
Chris Johnson.
Chris Johnson?
Yeah.
Good answer. And anyone else besides Chris?
No.
Okay. All right. Who would you fish with, Easton? One person. Free ticket, free ride. You get to fish with them. 8 hours.
I'm not sure. There's like a lot of guys that I'd like to just like sit in and watch fish just to see like how they do it and what they do and right. that kind of thing.
It's a tough one, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I know I have a couple of favorite people that I like being in the boat with.
Yeah.
I would ask you, Lucy, but you're kind of sided one way right now.
I'm going to be partial to Chris Johnson. Right. I've been in that boat with him. He just has so much knowledge to offer.
So what are Parker and Easton, where are they up to now? Now that they're at the end of the year, right? So now what happens?
So each one of them have earned a berth into the next level, which Parker will move on to the Junior Bassmaster National Championship, which will be October 8th and 9th on Carroll County Lake in Camdington, Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
And right. Easton earned a berth into the High School Bassmaster National Championship, which will be July 28th, 29th, and 30th on Lake Chick.
Yep, out in Tennessee, Dayton, Tennessee.
Yep, Dayton, Tennessee. So,
yeah, you'll be rolling through Soddy Daisy and some of those other big towns like that.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great place to have a tournament. So
I'm beyond ecstatic, and I'm going to be there to root each one of them on there.
Right. So these are the only two that are fishing, going on to the next level in Northwest Arkansas.
In Northwest Arkansas,
but
yes.
You have how many other anglers that are going to go to Tennessee and fish?
So I've got one other junior team, which is from Texarkana, that will move on to the Junior Nationals. And then we have a total of 16 high school teams moving on to the High School Nationals.
How many are fishing at the Nationals then in high school?
As of late, it was 366 teams at last count. That was last year's total. So, and that was even with the COVID and everything that was going on. So,
right.
We're hoping that, you know, I'm anticipating probably about 450.
Tell them if they have a youngster, if the parents listen to this, or if someone is a young person in high school or junior high, and they want to be part of this, how do they go about doing it? How do they get in contact with you?
They can get in contact with me. We have a Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Arkansas Youth Bass Nation. My cell phone number is on there. My email address is on there. They can send me a personal message on Facebook. We accept kids from 5th grade through 12th grade. You don't always have to have a boat captain. There are times that I can find a boat captain, but we do highly recommend that you start out with your own boat captain, because you'll have the consistency of having one person.
I see.
You know, and we accept kids. I've got some kids that come down from Missouri that fish with us, and I've got several teams that come over from Oklahoma and fish with us. So it's not just, you don't have to just live in Arkansas to join us to fish.
I see. Is there dues? How do they do this?
Each trail has a $30 membership, but once you pay your $30 membership in any one of our 6 trails in Arkansas, you can fish any other trail in Arkansas without having to pay that.
Do you have to be a member of Bass?
That's part of what we collect, is collect your $20 and send it to Bass so that you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
It takes the stress and the pressure off of that. And then each trail has their own $10 membership that goes toward their Team of the Year prizes.
Oh, all right. And so talk about prizes.
So we do a $50 entry fee, and it's 100% payback. That is $5 big bass. As Parker found, they won $600 on the state level as far as the state championship. We had a total of 94 boats. Next year, we're anticipating between 120 and 180 teams that will fish. We're kind of a little up in the air right now as to our state championship for next year for the 2022. We're kind of leaning toward Greer's Ferry or Bull Shoals. So it's going to kind of be one or the other.
Uh-huh.
Both great fisheries. They're both quite capable to handle 180 boats.
Right.
We're just looking forward to it.
So Most money you ever won in a bass tournament, Parker? What was it?
Definitely the state championship.
How much was that?
Like 600.
That's between me and you. We won't tell the government. How about you, Easton?
So I think I got from Big Bass, I got 275, and then I got 150, and my partner got 150.
So you do have sponsors, though. I mean, look at the shirts. You have sponsors. Who are the sponsors for the that this would be for the Northwest Arkansas?
So
club,
for
right?
Northwest Arkansas, okay. Shimano has stepped up and they do quite a bit for us, not only on a Northwest Arkansas level but on a state level as well. Right. Of course, we've got Heartland Honda, we've got Realty Mart, who both also do a lot for us. As far as not only product, but, you know, they do give us monetary, you know, supplements. Right. Some of these others that we have, like KEC Tipton Farms, we've got some restaurants that have donated to us. Obviously, Arkansas Custom Tackle, and we've got Sweetser Property, Sweetser Construction, Toon Concrete. So Dennis Toon's son fished with us many years ago, about 6 years ago to be exact. So Dennis is always a faithful sponsor.
Awesome.
On our other sleeve over here, we've got Southern Professionals, which is one of our parents who work here. Uh-huh. Obviously, Smith Full Throttle Marine. Steven has been a great loyal sponsor. Lou Thompson Trucking. We've got Steven Hadabaugh. He does firearms training, which is another one of our parents. And then, of course, we have Wicked Weights, who does our tungsten for us.
Right.
And then we do have sponsors on the back of our jerseys as well, and they're all great sponsors. And they support our youth, and those are the people that we support.
We'll even give a shout-out to Russell Taylor.
We will. Shimano. Russell Taylor and Frank Hyla there at Shimano. They have been great for the past 7 years.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, tell them, if you could tell them the one thing that you've learned by fishing in these tournaments, what would it be, Parker?
What's the one thing? Fish your strengths and fish what you're comfortable with doing.
How about in life? What have you learned from fishing in tournaments?
That it might not always start off good, but it can end good.
Oh, excellent. How about you, Easton?
Probably, like, never give up. Keep trying until the bell rings. Just go until like, give it your, like, full 100% and just don't stop until you have to.
Right. So contact information, you kind of already gave some of that. Is there what else would they need to know if they wanted to be part of this?
Primarily, I would tell you our main point of contact is my cell phone number, which is 479-644-8340. You can call me, text me, message me. Our Facebook page is Arkansas Youth Bass Nation. You're always welcome to reach out to me there. Like I said, I answer my phone usually 24/7. If it has to do with kid fishing, I'm all about it.
All right. So that takes us up to our sponsors. We have a couple sponsors of the show. One is Pico Lures. That's Mitch Glenn here in Garfield, Arkansas. And so we love Pico Lures because they have something for everyone. They have stuff for crappie fishing, walleye fishing, bass fishing, you name it. If it has fins, you can probably catch it on Pico Lures. And so it's always good there. You can check their products out at picolures.com. And then also Smith Products. And they have Smith Products have all kinds of cool outdoor stuff, everything for hunting supplies or knives and hook sharpeners and knife sharpeners, and they got it all. That's at smithproducts.com, so make sure you check them out. So finally, let's find out who's going to be the person that you're going to get in the boat with that you can outfish. Who is it? Who's the one person you can get in the boat? Guaranteed, you can outfish. I have one person that I know that I can outfish. Any day of the week, I can outfish him. Who would that be?
I would say my partner, but I'd probably get a lot of heat for that. So I'm going to say my stepdad.
Your stepdad? Mm-hmm. How about you, Easton? There's one person, you know, when you get in a boat and anglers, there's always that challenge, but there's always, like, when you get in a boat, you're like, oh, I'm going to catch more than him.
Again,
you can outfish Drew.
Yeah.
You can outfish
his partner.
Oh, your partner.
Yeah.
Do you think that's because you have more experience?
Maybe, yeah.
How old were you when you caught your first fish?
I don't know how old I was when I caught my first fish, but I've been fishing tournaments for like a long time.
So, right.
And my dad's always been into fishing and he's always had a boat. So I've always gone fishing with him. And I was just kind of the kid that was the most interested in fishing. And he just started taking me with him. So I kept fishing. And so.
You have brothers and sisters then?
Yeah. I have a sister and a brother, but neither of them really liked fishing.
Oh.
So
there you go. How about you?
I do have a brother.
Yeah.
He does like fishing. He actually fishes against us.
Oh. Is he about the same age then?
No, he's going into be a junior in high school.
All right. So next year you'll be fishing against him.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Lucy, it's so great to have you here on the show.
Yeah. Thanks for inviting us out. We've had a good time.
If someone was watching this and they were a business in Arkansas and they wanted to... to help out or sponsor. Again, they contact you.
Yep.
Is that right?
They can reach out to me. Right now we're doing advertising on the side of our trailer that travels in a 3-state area. So they're welcome to reach out to me and they can buy advertising on the side of our trailer. Next year they'll start selling advertising on their jerseys for the upcoming year. We wear our jerseys for 2 years and then we get new ones and get a totally new design and start over. I think, Easton, you've got, what, 2 designs now?
I have the last jersey and now this jersey.
Yep. So
there you go. Pretty cool.
So we do that every 2 years, and we do trailer sales every 2 years.
All right. Sounds good. I tell you what a great show. Great to have young anglers here that can talk about it. Winning anglers. Very good anglers. Excellent anglers, in fact. And so check them out. You can check them out on social media, and you'll have the information there. And, of course, follow them as they travel and see how, the Arkansas, Missouri, and Oklahoma anglers that are part of the Bass Nation.
Yep. It's the Youth Bass Nation as we fare in the upcoming years.
There you go. Thank you so much. Hey, make sure you keep your hooks wet and your lures in the water.